This is Morning Edition on KSJD. Good morning. I'm Austin Cope. This week, budget negotiations will begin again in the United States Congress over how to avoid a government shutdown. One of the big questions will be how to deal with immigration issues, including programs such as Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, known also as DACA, as well as possible funding to build a border wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. As all this political action continues, immigration activists and immigrants have been seeing changes in how existing immigration law is enforced. Sophia Clark is with the Colorado Immigrant Rights Coalition, known also as CIRC. She manages a hotline that works to report activities of federal immigration enforcement, especially through Immigration and Customs Enforcement, known also as ICE. I spoke to Sophia Clark to learn more about her perspectives as an immigration activist.
This administration is taking advantage of existing systems that were in place under the Obama administration and previous administrations, and using those to detain as many people as possible. So one of the biggest changes is many people who are in deportation proceedings and whose case was closed, who were not able to find any pathway to legalization because there is no viable pathway for the 11 million undocumented folks in this country, were put into a stay of removal program, which was essentially temporary, like sometimes year-long work permits and literally deferring the deportation. So staying the removal.
Right. For our listeners who've been following the case of Rosa Sabido, that's what was happening to her until
exactly.
they stopped granting those stays with Rosa, and that has happened to other folks as well.
Exactly. And that's exactly the situation that we're seeing. That is a very big shift from the previous administration. All of these people who are in that program where nothing has changed in their case, they have no new factors, are all of a sudden out of nowhere being denied.
Okay.
And people are getting detained at their ICE check-ins that were previously routine annual check-ins. And so the folks, you know, there are four folks in sanctuary right now, and other people who've been in sanctuary over the past year, many of those folks went into sanctuary rather than going to their ICE check-in, just like what happened with Rosa. Another pattern that we're seeing from the hotline is that the majority of the calls coming in are folks reporting ICE coming to their home and trying to detain them. And that is significant because one of the biggest policy changes of the last couple of years is that ICE used to rely on jails to hold people for them to come pick up. And it's been found in several federal courts that that practice is unconstitutional. And so ICE is now relying on other methods, such as getting people's home addresses and going to their homes. And it seems to be an increase under this administration.
So are you saying, let me make sure I'm following you there. Are you saying that ICE used to go to jails to find people who were here illegally, but the court said that that was not okay, not constitutional? So instead, ICE is going directly to people's homes to find them and deport them from there?
So almost. What was found unconstitutional is jails holding people on behalf of ICE.
Okay. So people can't be in jail waiting to be deported by ICE? Am I following you there?
Yes,
okay.
Exactly. Under the custody of the Sheriff's Department. Whenever somebody gets arrested, doesn't matter what for, or whether they've been found innocent or guilty, their fingerprints get shared with ICE. So ICE would send a request to the jail saying, oh, we're interested in this person, without a warrant, and that is unconstitutional for the jails to hold someone without probable cause.
And so what you're saying there, though, is that ICE has increased the amount of raids they are doing on people's homes directly.
Yes. Mm-hmm. as well as showing up at court dates and trying to detain people as they're going about their business. And then one other really significant change that we're seeing is targeting of activists. We've seen several sanctuary leaders come under attack in recent weeks.
When you say targeting of activists, what do you mean by that?
So, for instance, another woman who's in sanctuary in Colorado, Ingrid Encalada La Torre, she's in sanctuary in Boulder. ICE went and detained her husband, who has had no issues with ICE, was not in the system. And that felt like a retaliation against sanctuary. And other sanctuary leaders around the country have been targeted in recent weeks.
Okay. So, Sophia Clark, we're almost out of time here, but I want to ask you about one more thing. You're based in Carbondale, Colorado, which is a town about the size of Cortez. And opinions about immigration issues in Western Colorado tend to vary pretty widely. When you're talking with people in your community, how do you find common ground?
Well, I think those of us in these smaller rural parts of the state have the advantage of knowing a lot of people in our communities personally. And the folks that are being targeted by the Trump administration are literally our neighbors and the folks we go to school with and we work with, and people that we know, just regular people, and who have the same desires for happiness and providing a good life for their families as all of us have. And so I think seeing folks in our own communities be targeted in such an aggressive way, and seeing the level of fear among kids at school and friends is really striking people. And I think reaching out to the compassion that we have for the members of our own community is a really important and effective way to reach people.
Sophia Clark is with the Colorado Immigration... I'm going to say that again. Sophia Clark is hotline manager for the Colorado Immigrant Rights Coalition, known also as CIRC. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me.
Now, we did reach out to Immigration and Customs Enforcement to hear their perspectives as well. They refused to go on tape, but a spokesperson did issue further information about some of the cases that Sophia Clark and I spoke about. First, regarding the case of Rosa Sabido, ICE says it granted her request for a one-year stay of removal in March of 2011. Since then, she has been granted 5 additional one-year stays of removal. ICE denied her latest stay of removal request in April of 2017. Also, regarding those stays of deportation, they say, quote, a stay of deportation is a temporary humanitarian benefit ICE may grant to an alien who is pending deportation. The stay is designed to allow the alien to get his or her affairs in order before they return to their home country. Stays may be granted up to 1 year in duration. Pursuing repeated stays is not a viable means for an alien to permanently postpone their required return to their country of origin, end quote. Also, regarding the arrest of the husband of an immigration activist in the Denver area, quote, ICE targeted Eliseo Jurado Fernandez for arrest after he came to ICE's attention during an investigation into his spouse, Ingrid Encalada La Torre from Peru, who was allegedly also illegally present in the United States. Jurado Fernandez has numerous criminal convictions, in addition to illegally entering the United States, which is also a crime. Contrary to misguided speculation, ICE did not target Jurado Fernandez in retaliation for Encalada La Torre taking sanctuary from deportation in a Colorado church. In accordance with its critical public safety mission, ICE targets criminal aliens whenever and however they come to our attention, end quote. Finally, they say Immigration and Customs Enforcement continues to focus its enforcement resources on individuals who pose a threat to national security, public safety, and border security. ICE conducts targeted immigration enforcement in compliance with federal law and agency policy. Finally, though, as ICE Acting Deputy Director Thomas Hammond has made clear, ICE does not exempt classes or categories of removable aliens from potential enforcement. All of those in violation of the immigration laws may be subject to immigration arrest, detention, and if found removable by final order, removal from the United States, end quote. That information from Immigration and Customs Enforcement in response to my interview with Sophia Clark. You can find all this information on ksjd.org. Thanks for tuning in to Morning Edition today. I'm Austin Cope.